I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And let's check in on Capitol Hill, where the Senate plans to vote on its newest version of the Farm Bill later today. Back in January, Congress passed an extension to the old Farm Bill that was set to expire. A temporary fix then. It helped keep some farmers afloat, milk prices low, farm subsidies unchanged. But that extension expires in September, and so Congress is now working on reauthorizing a comprehensive five-year plan. At the forefront, questions about future spending on crop insurance subsidies and the food stamp program. Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith. Tamara, welcome to Here Now.
Thanks so much.
And remind us more about what's at stake here, what the bill covers.
Well, so you hit on two major elements, the biggest one being SNAP or food stamps, and that's about $80 billion a year. And then a smaller amount goes to the, sort of what you would think of as being in a farm bill, your typical crop programs and also crop insurance, which is sort of the new centerpiece of how the federal government is going to help farmers going forward.
Yeah, it's funny because we read, actually you tell us, that 80% of this money in this bill goes to food stamps. It's interesting. It's not called the food stamp bill, but the farm bill. But how would this be different from the extension that Congress passed in January?
So the biggest difference is that this farm bill that over the next 5 years would do away with something called direct payments. These were subsidies to farmers that essentially paid farmers whether they planted a crop or not. And that would go away completely and be replaced with an expansion of the crop insurance program, which is insurance. It pays farmers if they lose their crop or lose some portion of their crop, but also if prices drop. It's actually revenue insurance so that they're basically guaranteed to make the amount of money that they thought they would make.
And can you just tell us a little bit what the debate is around this topic?
Yeah, the real debate here is that there's a feeling that this program is too rich, as one senator put it to me. Huge agribusinesses that are getting major subsidies from the government through this program of crop insurance. For every dollar of crop insurance premium, on average, the farmer pays about 38 cents. The government pays 62 cents. And it doesn't matter whether you're a 200-acre wheat farm or you're a 60,000-acre wheat farm, the government is still paying that 62 cents on the dollar for the premiums.
Well, and I'm supposing on the other side, there are people saying, yeah, but if you are that small farmer, we need to help our small farmers.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody is talking about getting rid of crop insurance. The amazing thing here is that the debate is really, really around the edges. There was an amendment that actually passed in the Senate that says that over $750,000 a year of profit, that the government would reduce its subsidy for those farmers' crop insurance by about 15%. So we're not even talking about doing away with the subsidy, just reducing it slightly for the very wealthiest farmers. And that amendment actually did pass in the Senate.
Well, we also know that the Senate bill would cut about, what, $400 million a year from the SNAP program?
Yes, that which works out to about $4 billion over 10 years. The House bill, which they are expected to take up potentially later this month, cuts about $20 billion. And that's where the real rub is and where the fight is going to be, is how much is cut from the food stamp program. And the food stamps have often been a way of bringing along urban Democrats. And so they're trying to build a coalition here. Don't alienate too many urban Democrats, but still bring along the conservative Republicans who now are a major force in the House.
Well, we should say, too, you were pointing to the political aspect of food stamps, but they also feed people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what advocates say is you're talking about cutting food to people whenever you talk about cutting food stamps.
Yeah. Tamara Keith, congressional correspondent for NPR, joining us from studios there as the Senate plans to vote on its newest version of the Farm Bill later today. Tamara, thanks for catching us up.
Thank you.
Okay. Take a quick break. When we come back, a Syrian businessman living in the U.S., it's a voice we don't often get to hear because he is pro the Assad regime. He does not believe Americans are getting the proper story. Of course, his critics would say he is blind to the situation there, but we'll hear his point of view in 30 seconds here and now.